This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Now, as vaccination numbers go up, some of us who've been playing it cautiously for so long are finally starting to get out in the world. For Hilton Alls, a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and critic at The New Yorker, once he got that second shot, he headed straight to the Metropolitan Museum for a press opening.
Yeah, so Thursday was the day that I was like, woohoo, like, party, orgies, like... And by way of greeting, you tell people how much you've been vaccinated, and if you had two, then you could hug and all of that stuff. So I think that's going to be the social language for a while.
Was the Met the first museum you went to?
I don't think I've been above 23rd Street, you know?
Hilton was at the Met along with producer Emily Botine to see the exhibit called Alice Neal, People Come First. Alice Neal was a portrait painter. Her subjects were her neighbors, her acquaintances, friends, and other artists. And in her generation, the art world was dominated for a long time by abstraction, by such male contemporaries as Mark Rothko and Jackson Pollock. Painting people in that time, Neal was way off to the side of things, and she was unknown for many years. Then the times finally caught up with her. And at the age of 74, Alice Neal had her first major museum show, a retrospective at the Whitney. Hilton Alls writes that Alice Neal painted a new, diverse America, populated by men of color, single mothers sitting on stoops, and children in repose. There is no other in her unsatirical, pointedly political work. Just us, without tears.
What floor? Is it two?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Alice Neal was a woman who was born at the turn of the last century who wanted to be an artist. And she wanted to be an artist at a time when the world said no, or you paint plates or you make silhouettes. This show is a testament to saying yes to yourself. She painted the world that she knew. So that was in Greenwich Village, but largely in Harlem and the Upper West Side. And the world that she was interested in was very different than the world she was supposed to represent, which was supposed to be genteel Pennsylvania. She was interested in worlds that were not deemed acceptable.
So when you first encountered Alice Neal, was it more her paintings about...
It was everything, really. I love this section. I call it the queer corner of the exhibition because a lot of these subjects are gay men. So, for instance, Ravi Tillotson, who was painted in 73, I love his socks in particular. They're a particular kind of silk sock that men wear with evening pumps, generally. This is a portrait of Henry Geltzahler, who was the first curator of contemporary art at the Met. In 1967, he would, of course, been very aware of Alice, who was starting to be discovered. I like particularly the hands. There's a way in which he's sort of shooing her away. Jackie Curtis was a drag queen. And one of the more extraordinary things about this painting is the hole in Jackie's stockings, the toe peeking out there.
Yeah, but you're like you're popped out of the. How many of these feel sort of like old friends to you?
I think when I was in college in 1981, I first came across her, and I immediately went to the library because there was no such thing then as. There was no queer studies or African-American studies or anything, and she was this person who was doing all of that in her work.
And you were a young 20?
20, yeah. So I've been loving her a long time. I'm old now. One of the things that happened to me on Monday when we came was that I had to kind of keep leaving the space because the spirits were so powerful of the sitters. These works are true collaborations. You can't do this kind of painting without wanting to understand what you're looking at and who you're looking at, and also the sitter giving of themselves. Oh, this is a great room. So, this is the mother of them all, her famous Warhol portrait, and he had been shot in 1968 and always had to wear girdles to help keep his insides inside, and it's a measure of his trust in her that he took his shirt off to do it. It's also a measure of her understanding of what it meant to be wounded. I love her for that and for many things, including her ability to see who we are. Should we go down? This is a work that I had never seen before. It's called Marxist Girl, and it shows a girl sitting on a purple chair, and she's wearing sailor pants, which was a style back then. But what I love, too, is that her underarm hair is very important, and also the sort of relaxation and odalesque quality of it. I had never seen this work before, and I was blown away. Alice keeps surprising me.
I was reading some of the stuff you wrote about her.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote, "Neil has the power to make us all feel less lonely in whatever roles nature and society has given us."
Yes, I agree. I have nothing to add to that. I agree completely. Wow, look at the line. I'd say easily there are about 300 people waiting to get in. She'd be thrilled. I think she would have been here every day, sort of happy to talk to people after so many years of obscurity, you know? It's thrilling.
You can find Hilton Alls's writing about Alice Neal, People Come First, at newyorker.com. And the show, an astonishing one, is at the Metropolitan Museum of Art well into the summer.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.